So we're going to the table of the Lord this morning, that which is called the communion table. Such an important part of our Christian faithing. I'm not making it a noun. I'm not making it a doctrine. I'm not making it anything. What I'm trying to say is this is an act of faith. And it is to be done, as Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 11, with discernment, that is, understanding. It's not some mysterious operation. It's not some magical operation. It is not something in which we prepare ourselves to do with the thought that somehow or other, by the preparation, we might become worthy to partake. I'm going to Luke's gospel this morning, and we have the story of that which is called the Last Supper, the first communion instituted by Jesus Christ himself as he was giving full meaning to the Passover supper, which at the time he was celebrating with his disciples. And in the 22nd chapter of Luke, it says, "And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire," or the alternative, "I desired heartily," with desire, "I have desired to eat this Passover with you before," key word, "I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not anymore eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I'll not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." And he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it unto them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you." simple. You know, there's seven verses of scripture here. I don't find any reference to the preparation by the apostles or by Jesus, save for having or providing the elements, the cup of wine and the bread which was to be broken. Other than that, that's the only preparation that was done. There was no fasting and praying for 24 hours before, or as, you know, I made the invitation once to a group of men to come and join us for communion. They said, oh, we take 3 weeks to prepare. It's a simple act. And the Psalms tell us that the Lord preserves the simple. He took the bread , gave thanks. To who? To his Father, and break it, and gave it unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Folks, and the instruction was, do this, take it in remembrance of me. There was no hocus pocus, magic, changing of elements from one to another. It was a piece of bread, but it symbolized what Jesus was about to do before he said, I suffer. We, through the scriptures, understand what Christ was about to do, wherein he gave his back to the smiters. Isaiah tells us that by his stripes we were healed. And this table of grace, this table wherein we are to be thankful in remembering Jesus and what he did, we take the bread and by faith, a description, not a definition, but a description of faith is, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What's our hope? It is the promises of God. What is the promise of God regarding this broken bread in which Jesus said, called it his body? It's a symbol, but by faith we understand in Christ we have healing. Whether we see it or not, we do it by faith. If, in fact, There is one sick amongst us. Let them take it by faith. If in fact there was one sick amongst us and they're healed, let them give thanks and do it by faith. Therefore, we take the bread and lift it, thanking God and declaring with our mouth His promises, that we might reach up and agree with what God has declared and say, with His stripes, we, Peter puts it this way, we were healed after the fact. Take it in Jesus, where God has placed His chosen. Amen. Likewise also, the cup after supper, saying, this is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. It's a cup of wine before us. It was a cup of wine before Jesus. It was a cup of wine before He spoke. It was a cup of wine after He spoke. It was a cup of wine that the apostles, all of whom would fail Him shortly thereafter, it is still a cup of wine today, regardless of some words that some speak and some suggest magically change from wine to blood. It's a simple thing, folks. In taking this cup, we remember Jesus, and that He shed His blood for us. In the New Testament, that is, as we taught this morning, His law, which is now the law of faith, and we take this cup with the understanding that we are cleansed by the blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God. Like the Israelites in Egypt, all they had to do for deliverance was put the blood on the lintels and doorpost. And when the angel of death saw the blood, he passed over. He didn't go inside to check out and see if the occupants were worthy or not for him passing over. It was the blood that caused him to pass over. It is the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses us. from all our sins. This is the New Testament of God in Jesus Christ, and we lift this cup remembering Jesus, thanking him for his grace. Wherein we have been called to remember him and what he did, and we lift it with thanksgiving to God in Jesus. Amen.